Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and tonight I'm going to be all over the place. I'm going to play some audio. I'm going to play something from Canada, and I'm going to play something from Australia. So you can see that the Commonwealth is under assault. And it's not a small assault either. You know, it's not a small one. So let me see if I can find the thing here. Okay, let's see what happens when we play it. Gotta see here if I can get my sound here to cooperate. Okay, give me 1 second here. Let's see what happens. Alrighty, let's see what goes. Oop, wrong one.
You shouted it.
Yeah, why are you? Yeah, I'm sorry, but I'm just like, it's so hard to be patient here with all of these lies. Okay. Yes, that is one question. Why are we buying oil from Saudi Arabia? Number two question. I just read a report from Ontario where you said Sharia law was compatible with Canadian values. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Sorry. We're going to let her speak, and then we're
Number three question, Mr. Trudeau,
okay,
is you've sold us out to globalism.
Okay.
You are not working for Canada. You are working for your globalist partners. I wonder how much they're paying you to betray Canada. Okay. What do we do with traitors in Canada, Mr. Trudeau? We used to hang them. Hang them for treason. And you're doing that very same thing to us now.
Okay.
We know what you're doing. But you can start with the oil question first.
Okay. Now there is the oil sands.
That was Canada. Let me find Australia. Australia, they're a little bit more agitated than we are. I'll tell you why they're a little bit more agitated than we are, because they're about one or two steps ahead of us. Now, after this election, we're probably going to catch up to Australia real fast, and unless we do something about this election, because we got a bunch of jokers running running the country, and we need to realize that that's all they are, jokers. You know, we have no representation in this country. If you think the Conservative Party is going to make any changes, then whatever you're smoking, you need to share that with me. Because that ain't happening. If O'Toole did not challenge Mr. Trudeau with this whole damn thing, with this fake pandemic and the damage that's done to this country and the separation that is caused among Canadians in this country in regard to, you know, what we're seeing going on. I mean, the country is devastated, you know, all across the land. And you got Nova Scotia and PEI shutting down, locking down, and you got to play this ridiculous game about getting tested for what? So they can play the game, play the role, and keep on, especially those people down east, keep on programming them to the bullshit. It's incredible. It's totally incredible what we're seeing. So now I'm going to play Australia. Hold on. See if I can get this thing going here. Let's see here. Yeah, this one's a little excited, I gotta tell you.
Far out. This whole Australian, she'll be right, mate, has jammed a J giant missile up our asses. I'll just have my vaccination. She'll be right, mate. I'll just have my booster shot. She'll be right, mate. I'll just go and get my vaccine passport. She'll be right, mate. I'll just live on CBDC cryptocurrency that they control for the rest of my life. She'll be right, mate. When will it not be right? In 10 years' time, when your daughter cannot have a child because they made her infertile in grade 12, are you going to be right then? Will you be right when your mate who quit his job because he did not want to get vaccinated, he loses everything? Are you going to be right then? What about when your sister gets her children taken off her because she will not vaccinate them with whatever friggin' booster they need? You going to be right? What about when you're on a plane to go and visit your mum across the other side of the country and they turn it around because someone hasn't had their boosters on time? You going to be right? We are not right. We can't even stand up. I am so disappointed in us. I can't even hide it. I am so, so disappointed in Australia. And I go to the rallies and I see so many people who want to fight. And they're all, not all, there are some that are folding because it's getting too hard. And if we're... We can't even friggin' blockade anymore. Our strongest Australians, these guys, can't even make a stand. What happened to us?
Your COVID-19 vaccine.
Okay, you're hearing it from Australia. Like I said, they're one or two steps ahead of us. Is this where we want to take this country? Is this where we want to go? You know, I'm listening to her, and it's rattling my cord. Because this is what's going to happen over a bunch of fucking bullshit. That's what it boils down to. A fake, bloody pile of rubbish that they have thrown on us. And now more and more people are dying from these injections. More and more people are dying. I'm hearing it every week. People are coming into my shop and telling me that they've known somebody that's died. And I'm hearing more and more now out on the outskirts that a lot of you who took these effing vaccines are dying. And you're not seeing this on television, so you assume because it's not on the bloody TV, you're not going, it's not, nothing's happening. All is right in your world. You know, she's disappointed in Australians. She shouldn't be disappointed in Australians. Australians are like Canadians. They're well-mannered. You know, we get a little excited sometimes and we use the F-bomb in our language and that's the way we talk. But as a whole, we are a civil society. We don't try to start trouble. We work. We try to raise our families, give them opportunities, make it as good, and make their lives as well advantages we can give them. You know, we try to make friends. We try to integrate with each other. We try to make connections. You know, normal things that normal societies do. Not to say that, you know, anything's perfect. Nothing's perfect. Nothing is without flaw. Nothing is fully matured. But as a whole, Canadians and New Zealanders, and the whole Commonwealth, actually, the UK, even the US, the undeclared Commonwealth country, you know, as a whole, nobody really wants, was trying their best to get through life to the best of their ability. What she should be really disappointed in is that we got a government of Masonic, Jesuit, Zionist, whatever, demonics that have been put in trust of these countries. And this is what we should all be disappointed in, that we've allowed ourselves to be disasleep, to allow these assholes to control us the way they do. That, I mean, it's not even control. This is the thing. It's not even control. It's all been manipulation, lies, and and you know, derailing a country, derailing people from what we thought was normal. And in all reality, though, nothing was normal. Nothing has been normal ever. We've been under a spell. We've been under this dramatization. We've been under this misconception of what we have been perceiving as normal. It's like the Hebrews back in the days of Egypt. They had been 300 years in Egypt. And in that 300-year time frame, they got accustomed to their slavery. They were well fed, you know, they probably had a little television, watched a hockey game, you know, got laid regularly, you know, had a barbecue, whatever. I mean, just like today, except it would be in their version of whatever. And they got used to the slavery until God finally delivered them after 300 years, and then they didn't know how to handle freedom. In fact, they kept going back to being slaves again and bowing down to bullshit deities that didn't really exist, demons, technically. They had high priests among them that kept on trying to get them back to believing in the demonics. So here we are today, you know, in the current state that we're in. Nothing has changed. Not an effing thing has changed. Nothing. Zip. Nada, nothing, except now we're all angry. Those of us who are awake are angry. And like she says, you know, people go to the rallies and whatever, and they want to fight, but they're getting overwhelmed. They're wearing, and I said this would happen too. Because everything that we've been seeing, all the so-called activists out there, and the gurus, and the lawyers, and the politicians, have all been nothing but bullshit, all of them. Yeah, they get up there and they give you the rah-rah, and you get all rah-rahed up, and you're ready to go. But what have we seen changed here in Canada? Nothing. Nothing, really. They've just slowed down the pace. That's all. They slowed it down so that they give everybody a chance to calm down, relax, lower your guard, so now they can bring another fucking passport in this country. Like, we need a passport in Canada. Really? Our idiot here in Ontario is going to bring a passport on the 22nd, 2 days after the election. So you know everything's already been pre-planned. The Prime Minister, don't worry about voting. You know, if every Canadian didn't vote, we would have a new Prime Minister, or maybe an old Prime Minister, because guess what? He's already been chosen. You don't have to worry about voting. Don't waste your time. It's an exercise in futility. Because if you go and pull the lever or clip the paper or whatever you got to do, you know, unless you put your name on the ballot, it means sweet F-A. Nothing. Zero. We don't have a democracy. We don't have any real choice. We don't have any real freedom unless you consider going to a grocery store or shopping online free. And they're about to take away your freedom. They're going to give you a passport. You won't even be able to go to a bank eventually without that fucking passport. You won't be able to go to a grocery store without that frickin' passport. Passport. In Canada. Really? Doesn't that bother anybody else? I'm not bashing Chris Sky. I didn't mention his name. I mention a lot of the activists today that are out there, a lot of them are full of shit. And you need to really see through the muck and mire. We're not seeing any changes even with Chris Sky. He's inspiring people, yes. But has it made a real difference? No. It hasn't. We're still progressing into a passport. We haven't stopped a damn thing since this thing started. Yeah, we're getting together and we're having a little rallies and a little rah-rahs. And they're good to, like I said, to make connections. But guess what? We're heading toward a passport. Why? If we're really making a dent in this country, this would not have gotten this far. We're going to be just like that woman in Australia. We're heading exactly in the same direction. If the truckers were trying to block the highway, that was the dumbest thing they could have done anyway. They should have went and blocked City Hall. They should have blocked, you know, their main capital in the province or in the state. That's where they should have went. And we need to find ways to remove these leaders that we have today. I have no confidence in Ford. I have no confidence in any of the premiers out there. Look what's happening in Alberta. Look what is happening in Alberta. Alberta was going to make the change. Remember Dean Hanshaw? Oh, we're gonna lower the COVID down to blah blah blah. Now they're back to wearing the mask again. Right back to square one. Has anything changed? Has anything really changed? See, this is where we need to really ask ourselves these questions and not get caught up in being comfortable because we went to a rally and we did our part. We need to do something because, again, we're heading exactly where this woman is. I mean, look, she's broken. She is so beside herself. And you know what? She made a very, very, very valid point. When is this going to be settled? When everybody has been sterilized? When is this going to be settled, you know, till they come up with another 10 variations and have you injected, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 times, 7, 8, 9, 10 times? You know, when is this going to stop? Israel right now is suing, the legal system is suing the government because now they want to give them a third shot. Are we going to get to that point again? Everything that Israel has done, we are following. And what's interesting is Europe and other countries have stopped following Israel. Yet every time we turn around, we are doing what they were doing. And despite the fact, other countries are saying, we're not taking these shots. I think Japan just shut down. They shut down getting the shots. Brazil stopped 12 million of them. You know, Denmark is stopping. Now, why aren't we following that lead? Because everybody is asleep. Everybody's asleep at the wheel, thinking that whatever's going to happen is just going to happen. Like I said, we are heading exactly where she's at. And you better listen to her words very carefully. Very carefully. If everything that we're doing in this country is making a difference, then we need to see that it's actually stopping and that we are actually derailing the progress of this situation. Or we're going to not only are we going to have a passport, be able to go to restaurants and certain events, eventually the passport's going to come in. You're not going to be able to go into a bank. You're not going to be able to go into any kind of government building. You're not even going to be able to go into a hospital to get treated. And I got news for you. This has already started. If you haven't got an injection, if you haven't got a vaccination, you cannot go into a surgical procedure for cancer or any other treatment in the local hospital. I don't know what happened to the doctors in this country. I think they're all basically limp. You know, they are not doing their job as far as protecting. Okay, I was watching something earlier today in regarding to the actual hospital situation in Toronto. What a joke. Nothing's there. I'm going to play something here in regarding to... a nurse down in Texas. I think it was down in Texas. Let me see if I got it here. There it goes. Let me play this. Listen to her. Listen to her about the bed situation. And really listen closely about the bed situation because it's going to be a interesting revelation here of how they count the beds and what they're really counting. Let's see if I get it going. Give me a second here. Oh, now it won't play. Oh, wrong one, that's why. Oh, here we go.
As a registered nurse, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Do you know why there's not enough beds in the hospitals with the Delta variant? Because a lot of nurses are not getting the vaccine, so therefore they're being released from their employment. There's something called ratios. One nurse to X amount of patients. And there has to be a cap somewhere, even if they break those ratios. So hospitals, if they do not have enough staff to care for patients, will then turn patients away or say, we don't have enough beds. Because beds are not just based off of how many beds are actually in the facility. It's how many healthcare providers you have capable of taking care of those patients in those beds within their ratio. So in San Antonio, Texas, the hospitals aren't, quote, overrun. They just don't have enough staff because they're leaving in the masses due to not wanting the vaccine. The more you know.
Imagine that. A bed is tied to a nurse. And if you ain't got enough nurses, that means you don't have enough beds. And if you don't have enough beds, that means that the numbers are overwhelming the hospitals. Again, another pile of bullshit. Again, more bullshit. It never ceases to amaze me the level of nonsense that we are looking at today. And again, another deception, another derailing. You know, we like I said, this election that's coming up, we're either going to make it through here and stop this, or we're going to be completely taken out. We've got too much nonsense going on with this whole thing. And the election was called to further create a distraction so that the premiers of the provinces throughout the country can now further engage in the next level or the next criteria that they want to bring in. Now we have a new variant called the Mu variant. Mu. Amazing. We just heard from an interview the other day from South Africa that they want to make sure they can nip this in the bud so that we can stop upgrading the software. So when we're looking at the things that are happening today, what we need to be seeing, the concept that we need to really look at is this, you know, what do we need to really do to create a derailing here? Now, there is a party called the PPC, and apparently, I said this on the other show, they had won 46% of the vote in Ontario. That would have given them the majority in Canada. I don't know if giving any government a majority is a good idea in this country. Because anytime you have a majority, the people lose. Let me read something to you. Soon you'll only be able to shop with cryptocurrency. And that is the only option you'll have in order to shop or pay bills. Cash will be useless. Unless vaccinated, your bank account will be closed and you'll lose everything. That's what they've been saying. You'll own nothing and be happy. Again, if this doesn't get derailed, this is where we're going. How do you like my story so far? However, this is not a story. This is real life, and your life is basically over whether or not you have taken the vaccine. If you take the vaccine, you'll die within 3 years. It's more like a year and a half. Reason why they had these numbers elongated as the way they did is because the first shots they had, they didn't have enough, and some people got the saline solution. But now those have gotten the third shot, in my area anyway, they're starting to drop. If you refuse the vaccine, you'll not be able to buy food or live in your home without paying the bills. Anybody ready to fight back, or are you still not buying this? And this is the problem. See, we have one third of the population that has sat there and done nothing. Nothing. That's the third that has to wake up. That's the third that needs to be educated so that we can show everybody show them specifically what is, where is this is happening, and the inevitability of this is where it's going to wind up if there's not any serious activity going on. Like I said, rallies are great. Rah-rah meetings are great. They're great because you can make connections, and everybody needs to make connections. I've been saying it as well. We got to form a dichotomy of some kind or registry so everybody knows who's doing what and where they're located. But we need to do something on a level or on a stand. Look, look at Gulati. We're waiting for Gulati to do stuff, and nothing's really moving. And his argument is every time they get close to the to what they need to get done, they move the goalposts. This is going to be drug out forever. So we need to come up with a better option here, because I do not want to wind up like Australia. In fact, if we can get things turned around here, maybe it'll help them down there. Because like I said, they need to do the same thing that we need to do here. We need to replace the members of parliament and put people in parliament that are not tied to any kind of global contract. See, if we can get rid of the members of parliament, the contract that they signed with Pfizer would become null and void. The contract they signed with Moderna, the contract they signed with AstraZeneca, the contract they signed with Johnson would all be done. Because that government didn't sign the contract. See, we need to kick out all these drug companies that are here causing the killing everybody in Canada. If this was World War II, and the Germans had invaded Canada, every Canadian would have picked up an arm and went to fight to drive them off the land. This is an invasion. It's the same thing. The only difference is now we're not fighting, people are not being fought against with a gun. They're being fought with a syringe. It's just like the song War Pigs, Sorcerer's Death Construction. And we're heading toward another verse in that song. In the fields the bodies burning as the war machine keeps turning. Because the war machine is the drug companies killing everybody on the planet. Nobody's seeing this as a declaration of war. And we need to really look at this as for what it is. Do you really want to get injected with something that has killed all its test subjects? Do you really believe that there's some kind of boogeyman out there that has not done anything except make the drug companies rich? How long are we going to keep on listening to Fauci make up a new variant every 2 or 3 weeks? Are we going to have to live like this the rest of our lives, or however long that may be? We all worked in this country to build this country. We all worked in this country to keep this country moving so that everybody would have an opportunity and a facade of freedom, to say the least, and to have an environment where everybody could coexist and create whatever economic dynamic that they want to do. And for the most part, it's not been perfect, but everyone, and that we even have safety nets to help those who fall through the cracks. Again, it's not always perfect either. But this is what we've all strived, this is what our parents have strived for, this is what our grandparents strived for, that immigrated from Europe and came to North America, whether it be the United States, Canada, or Mexico, or wherever. And some have been here for generations. So, like I said, it's not flawless by any stretch of the imagination. Look at our government. Look at the government. That tells you how things really are. The government reflects the people. It's what I've always been told. Even if you don't vote, they do reflect you. And Trudeau, wherever he's gone now, he's called a piece of shit. Bolton drove him out. Cambridge drove him out. I don't even think he's on a campaign trail in Ontario anymore. He's probably going to go maybe to the Eastern Seaboard. Maybe they'll receive him better there. Who knows? But we need to hold these parliamentarians in account. Okay, and we need to make sure that there's got to be some kind of law or something passed that if they get caught with anything like this, if they violate the constitutional rights or the Bill of Rights that we have here in this country, which, you know, is something new, because the charter isn't good. The charter is just basically good to wipe your backside with. It has no power, has no meat. So if the Bill of Rights and the Constitution that we have is where we need to go, then that's where we need to enforce and make them capitulate and be responsible. And if it's common law, because someone was telling me that the Bill of Rights is like common law. If that's the case, then that's what we need to institute in this country so that it is square across the way so this doesn't happen again. This is going to continue to go on. They'll let you rally. They'll let you do whatever. They'll give you a little bit of a stress. They'll do this. They'll do that. But you know what? In the end, they are still promoting what they're promoting. Like I said, Adina Hinshaw would say, oh, we're going to lower the COVID down to the thing of a level of a flu. Because we've got so many other people, have got so many other health issues, which are far more important. Nothing's changed. Nothing. Okay, like I said, we need to reevaluate what's going on here and have a real strategy. To make a real game changer here. Again, I don't have an answer either because I don't know really how to go about removing a member of parliament. Imagine this for 1 second, just for 1 second. Whoever is in your riding, whether they, I don't care what the stripe is, I don't care what the flavor of the day is, conservative, liberal, libertarian, green party, horse party, ass party, whatever party you got there. Imagine if you went and could go in and remove the member of parliament in your riding. That would diminish, for instance, we have a conservative majority in Ontario. That would diminish them one seat. Now, what if everybody did that? It's a concept. I don't know if there's where the legal precedence is, but that's something we need to do. And I don't care if they're a liberal. If they're a liberal and they're propagating the vaccine and they're in your riding and your riding isn't, they need to be removed because they are not reflecting the general population in that riding. They work for us, not the other way around. We're not their slaves. We're not their Toby. You know, we're not somebody that's just there for them to collect a check from. They're supposed to serve the public. Okay? They're supposed to serve us. That's how that rolls. So like I said, that's one venue that I'm thinking that needs to be done. Let's go and remove these members of parliament that are in the riding. Say, you know what? We have no confidence in you. Get out. You know, take your severance pay and leave. And let's say 20 people were removed that way along the way. Guess what? Conservative Party would no longer be a majority, now would they? And let's say you did the same thing to the Liberal Party so that they don't get the upper hand. Because if they get, because a lot of liberals are going to play ball. They're going to, yeah, we got to get you vaccinated. We got to inject you. We got to kill you off. We got to blah blah blah. You know, maybe that's what we need to do. Start removing these guys before an election comes. Then we'll see what Ford can say. Then he can make a proposal, which then could be shot down by any other party. Say independents start to grow, become a real force, and they decide they're not going to capitulate to this network anymore. Might be all it takes. Might be. I don't know for sure. But again, like I said, I'm listening to that woman down in Australia, and you know what? They were even having a truck convoy to block the highway there, and how far did it get? I want to talk about a lot of things to talk about here. Well, let's see. I gave you the nurse revelation where she talks about, you know, the bed thing. And is that interesting? The bed is tied to a nurse, the nurse ratio. So the numbers, again, are not what they're telling us. Another lie. Like I said, this and the media. This is the other thing, too. The media needs to be heavily, heavily, heavily fined. Because they have told us nothing but bullshit. They have followed the party line. They have followed the agenda. They have not told the truth. How come they're not showing all the people that have died from the injections? How come the news is not reporting the real VAER reports like they did a couple weeks ago? 45,000 dying in 3 days. And again, if you figure it out across the board with all the other 10 centers, so you have 11, that's 500,000 people are probably dying every week from these injections. That would equate to about, we're one-tenth the size of the U.S., that would equate to about 50,000 Canadians. But we're not seeing that. See, like I said, I got people coming in here. One guy said four of his friends died within 3 days of the injection. Four. And I have other people tell me that they had relatives that got the shot 2 days later, died. Another one got the shot a week later, died. Another one got the shot 3 months later, died. And they're not, and like I said, what a lunatic contract they signed. So lopsided. Pfizer tells them when to buy the shit, when to create a problem so that they get these injections going. And now in O Canada, okay, they're talking about now nailing 12-year-olds. You know, you got a kid, you got a daughter, you got a son. Do you want them to be able to be incapacitated that way? I mean, as it is right now, with young people that have gotten the injections, you know, that a lot of them are not going to survive anyway. So in one way, there's going to be a filtering out of people who've taken these injections because their genetic code will collapse and they'll die. We'll see in another couple weeks, you know, probably a week or so, about 2 weeks, we'll start seeing more and more people starting to die. As we head more toward the fall, more people are going to start dropping dead because we're going to go into the fall season and there'll be a huge amount of pollen being released in the air from all the trees and everything dying. And there'll be a lot of fungi and mold in the air. And a lot of them will not be able to have any resistance to fight. They'll drop. And if they catch a cold, they'll drop. And then we'll be heading toward winter. So, and then they're going to push further to get more injections out there because with these numbers dying, they want to get everybody else. They want to keep on culling the herd. Haven't you noticed that trend? See, I'm thinking, again, I'm speculating here, but it's not without good reason, that every time they reach the numbers that they need to get injected and a certain percentage of those people die, they are now falling short of getting people injected because now they don't have those numbers anymore because those people that have died have reduced the numbers. So now they're going after new. Have you noticed that they've been going after younger and younger people? I forget where I was reading today. There was another location, and I'm not sure if it was in Canada or elsewhere, where they're going in and injecting children without parental permission, and the medical saying that they don't need parental permission. Now, that sounds to me like they are treating your children as property, because you have now no say over your child. Does that make you feel good about that? How many people are trying to, you know, raise their children, for instance, in the biblical truths? And now all of a sudden they go to school and they're told that they need to get an injection, blah, blah, blah. And they somehow convince your child to take that injection. And your child comes home and now has an inflamed heart from that bloody thing. Imagine that. They're just recklessly injecting these biowarfare agents to cause a child to have heart failure. Maybe that's why the Bible says in the last days most men's hearts would fail them. Maybe it's because of this situation. I'm not saying that's what it is, but I'm just, again, talking out loud here. Maybe that's what it's referring to. Like I said, we need to seriously take a hard, hard look at what's going on. Let me give you some more stuff, not about the injections, because I'm done with that for now. China's encroaching territories with satellites, more sky weaponry. Says China's going to be putting up more satellites so they can monitor natural disasters. Like we don't have enough satellites up in the air right now that can do this? You know what I mean? There are satellites all over the world. You know, I forget what the numbers are, but it's pretty, it's in the thousands, if not in the 10,000s. And now they want to put up more satellites because now they want to be able to spy on everybody else. Here's a concept for you. AI, not human yet. This is how they present it. Because there was an artificial intelligence that helped create or invent a component, but because it was not human yet, that's how they put it, human yet, it couldn't take a patent. It couldn't get acknowledged for the patent it put out there. Like I said, this is going on right under our noses because they got us distracted with so many different things. But this technology, this nanotech, this synthetic technology, this synthetic biology, you know, this is how, you know, we're going to be undermined here. It ain't going to be one thing, it'll be another. And I'm not sure which is going to be worse. We'll wind up like Genesee, having a war with the machine. War with the machine. And now they're also talking about directed energy weapons. Directed energy weapons are no longer a thing of fiction. They are showing you now that they are using these things in real combat and real military hardware. You might want to read that. That would explain a lot of things that have happened all over the world with the weather modifications and the assault on different areas where all of a sudden the land or the trees or houses will just burst into flames. They're using either electrical energy, EMFs, or particle energy, particle beams. Imagine that. Shooting them from the sky. You know. Got some concepts here for everybody to look at about, again, counterweight energy. How, if you... What they did is they have a solar or wind concept which generates energy, which generates enough energy to pull up these counterweights that are on a pulley. And what happens is when the energy releases, the counterweight drops, and as it drops, it turns the pulley, which then turns the turbine, which then charges the energy grid. Pretty good idea, actually. And you may be able to build something like this in your backyard. It doesn't have to be very high. It just has to be able to spin that turbine enough to maybe charge a battery or charge a capacitor. Or even operate whatever you're using. An interesting perspective. And then there was another way of harvesting water, which I thought was pretty neat. You have the wind blowing and you have a plate and you run a positive, negative plate on two sides, heat it up, and the ground below is cool, and as it heats up creates a condensation, which then the water can be collected below. Seemed like a pretty neat idea. So I put that on there because if you're going to plan on going off-grid, water is going to be a big, big player. And any way you can harvest water, you may want to do it. If you do harvest water from the air through a collector, make sure you filter it, you know, because there will be nano dust in it. If you're collecting a water and it goes through a heating process where it's distilled, the steam that is being, or the air that gets heated will release the moisture from the molecules, and you can then have it in the collector. And again, you know, check it for contamination. There's a fellow I know in the Netherlands, and he's been taking pictures of rainwater, and you'd be surprised, and that's distilled water. You'd be surprised what's there. You'd be just so surprised. You know, it's like I said, it's important that you are aware how to, because you got to remember, if you're going off grid, you're not going to have a water filtration system like you have today. You're going to have to be your own water reclamation area where you can filter the water, you can purify it so that it's safe. So these are some ideas I'm putting out there so that everybody will have them, you know. Because like I said, it's important that we are aware of what's going on around us, you know. Like I said, things ain't what they used to be. And when we're talking about nanotechnology, we're talking about artificial intelligence, we're talking about off-grid energy. I was watching something today where these guys built a self-powered generator, and I thought it was really interesting what they had. I've seen these before. I seen one in real life when I was down in Sedona. Guy had one. So these are things, like I said, we need to pay attention to see if we can make them really work. Because if they really work, you know what? Those self-propelled propulsion generators, the way they work as well is the more you load them, the more they will compensate with the load. That's the interesting thing about it. You know, the more they compensate the load. So it's an interesting concept. And if you can build it and you got some, and there are all kinds of places you can catch them on YouTube and other venues, where, again, you can see the how they're constructed and maybe find even some patents on them, where you can see how they may have built some of these things. Just a thought, just an idea. Like I said, if you're going to be going in an off-grid manner, if you're planning on, even if you're not planning on going off-grid, but you want to build your own grid so they do shut the grid down, you still have power running through your house, that's another thought. See, with that grid, if you can run your own grid, you can build your own deflector of energy. You can power your utilities, you can power your appliances, you know. You're good to go. The only thing that you would need is water. And by conducting your own electricity, you can create a venue of extracting water from the air. Just a thought. Just a thought. So anyway, it's pretty much where we're at today in regarding to what I'm seeing. Like I said, I look at the Commonwealth, and again, who would have thought? Who would have thought Australia would have been taken out of the equation, you know, and New Zealand and South Africa and UK and Canada and the States. Like, who would have thought? And here we are, listening to a little midget. And, oh, the variants are never going to stop. You're going to need to wear a mask. So wear 10 masks. Wear 20 masks. The more masks you wear, the better you'll be, so you can die of suffocation. Sometimes when I hear the munchkin talk, I don't know whether to laugh or swear. Sometimes both. Because I can't believe some of the crap this guy makes up as he goes along just to continue to perpetuate the agenda. Like I said, sometimes I'm amazed. I'm just amazed. Alrighty. As I always say at the end of these shows, you know, we're to read the Gospels. You know, read what the Bible has to say. Read the book of Revelations. Read the book of Acts. Read the letters. Because what we're dealing with today is a whole new everything. And we need to realize that today, things ain't what they used to be at all. And we have to understand that when we're seeing the program running, and we can see that what we're seeing is in the Bible, and they're showing the it's correlating to what the Bible is saying, then you got to think this is the playbook. This is the playbook they're using. No matter what you think about how you interpret whatever prophecies and whatever manner or form you interpret, this is the playbook. This is the definite playbook. I got a buddy of mine comes over, you know, and he's also a believer. And, you know, we talk straight out, salt of the earth, you know, and, you know, he has certain beliefs, and I don't agree with some of his beliefs. He doesn't agree with some of mine, which is okay. It's good, you know, and we talk. And I always show my perspective, my point of view. My point of view is really simple. I say just be ready either way, because if some people believe in this rapture thing, okay, there is a statement in there about a rapture, and not a rapture so much, but a taking up in the sky after the last Trump. Now, I'm thinking, and I'm not talking about Donald Trump either. My thoughts on that, the way I speculate on that is after the last trumpet, when Christ comes back, which again, we still don't know when, that's when all these things will happen. Again, that's my perspective. So you may agree, you may not agree. That's okay, and that's cool. Okay? Again, all we have is speculation. Anybody can throw several verses together and come up with an argument. But the point is, if that's the case, you better be ready. Some people believe that you don't see the church after a certain chapter in the Bible. Well, that's because the church may be underground. That's also a legitimate claim. Anyway, my buddy believes in a different thing. He does believe in the rapture. And again, and I always tease him. And he comes to my door. What? You got left behind? He comes up with some lines too on me with that. But, you know, and there's a woman also out in the East Coast there, New Brunswick, and she calls me up and says, what? You're still here? So I get away with a lot, I got to tell you. But anyway, be ready. Read the Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. You know, I think that's probably the best bet right off the bat. Do the best you can with what you read. You know, that's all I can tell you. On my site as well, on the shows, there are lots of people that are doing something to help everybody to wake up or to see things or to do things in regarding to, you know, what's going on today. So I would encourage all of you in this to support them any way you can. You know, support them anyhow you can, whether it could be financially or by sharing their information with everybody you know. You know, if you ain't got money, you ain't got money, okay? And I know you're busy trying to get ready for what's coming down the pipe with the food shortages and all this other stuff. And I get that. I do, you know. So you do what you got to do in order to make it so you can get through it. But if you can share the information to help somebody else along the way, hey, do so, you know. Anybody that you can help, you know, they will be forever grateful because through you they got the information. Alrighty, I always say at the same token, you know, at the end of these shows, we're still here by the grace of God. Remember that. So until the next segment, to your health, take care.